the rest of the story. Mary was born into the romantic age of poetry. All of those to whom Mary was closest, her parents and her friends, and her adoring husband, in fact, everywhere that Mary went, was gently laced with romanticism. Her daddy was William Godwin, her mother, Mary Wollencraft. Both were romantic authors. Age 15, Mary met her future husband, the love of her life. In 2 years, he would propose and they would elope. And you remember him? His name was Percy Shelley. That's right, the same Percy Shelley who wrote, "Hail to thee, blithe spirit, bird, thou never wert that from heaven or near it pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art." Mary remembers the time her husband wrote that poem. She says, quote, "It was a beautiful summer evening, while wandering among the lanes, whose myrtle hedges were the bowers of the fireflies, we heard the caroling of the skylark, which inspired one of what she calls the most beautiful of all his poems." So, this was the atmosphere to which Mary had become accustomed all her life, the beautiful world of romantic poetry. Her honeymoon was a whirlwind tour of Europe, France, and Switzerland, Germany, Holland. And she was just 17. In the course of those first months with her new husband, Mary met many of the era's outstanding literary figures. One of them, a devoted friend of her husband's, was Lord Byron, and you remember him too. He wrote, "She walks in beauty, like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies." Lord Byron became a brother to Mary. For a while, Mary and her poet husband stayed in Switzerland at a villa close to Byron's home. Many a night, a host of the world's most romantic writers shared each other's company, stayed up till all hours, entertaining themselves with new poetry, new ideas, and old ideals. So, Mary, in many ways, was indeed an Alice in Wonderland, a young girl born of literary parents whose fondest dreams came to life before her eyes. A universe of poetry that would influence 2 centuries was being shaped, and Mary was there to see it. Lovers forever after would embrace at the remembrance of verse that Mary had heard first. Mary must have been a charming girl. She was described as polite and placid and gentle. But when the occasion called for it, she suddenly became giddy and high-spirited. This darling duality never breached propriety. Mary was terribly conscious of form, knowing the right time for everything. It would seem that her husband and her friends loved her most dearly. It would seem that for a young lady in love with romantic poetry, no life could have been more suitable. Mary was indeed a real-life Alice in Wonderland. Or was the world of Byron and Shelley and Mrs. Shelley less idyllic than history remembers? For when gentle Mary at 19 wrote a book, she gave life to a monster. It was dainty Mary Shelley who created Frankenstein. Now you know the rest of the story.